Support for Utah News at 5:30 on Utah Public Radio is made possible by our listeners and by the Herald Journal of Logan, offering news, sports, opinion, and weather. Information at hjnews.com. The Herald Journal, empowering the community.
A new study rates Morgan County as Utah's healthiest county, while Carbon County rates as the least healthy. A Utah death row inmate who was set to die this week by firing squad has received a reprieve, and the U.S. Forest Service is withdrawing the approval for a central Utah coal mine.
Today is Tuesday, April 3rd. It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Pemberton.
And I'm Tom Williams. This is your 5:30 Utah News.
A new study rates Morgan County as Utah's healthiest county, while Carbon County rates as the least healthy. The study measures factors such as adult smoking and obesity, excessive drinking, and the rate of motor vehicle deaths, as well as the quality of clinical care and the ease of access to doctors. It also rates social factors, including the violent crime rate, income, and education. Carrie Bringhurst has details.
More than 3,000 counties and the District of Columbia were evaluated by the University of Wisconsin's Population Health Institute and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. The county health rankings measure how healthy people are and how long they live. Here in Utah, Cache County received the number 2 ranking when it comes to health behavior, clinical care, social and economic factors, and physical environment. Lloyd Berenson is the health officer for the Bear River Health Department, which will use the data as one tool for creating programs needed to help maintain or improve the health of Cache County residents. He says the report indicates a need to improve air quality here.
You'll notice that whenever we're measured in terms of some of our air quality issues, in particular the particulate matter that we have on episodic days, that is the thing that continues to bring us down a little bit. However, one of the things that people need to understand is our overall air quality throughout the years actually quite good in comparison.
The 2012 county health rankings are published online at countyhealthrankings.org and include graphs illustrating premature death trends over 10 years and also show a comparison of how many fast food restaurants are in a county and levels of physical inactivity among residents. Reporting for Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.
Cache, Utah, Summit, and Davis counties completed in the top 5 for that study's rankings. And the least healthy counties in descending order were Uinta, Emery, Duchesne, Sevier, and Carbon. The tiny counties of Rich, Paiute, and Daggett were not ranked.
A Utah death row inmate who is set to die this week by firing squad has received a reprieve so he can pursue an appeal in federal court. 50-year-old Michael Anthony Archuleta was convicted in 1989 in the murder of a Southern Utah University student. A federal court hearing has yet to be scheduled in the case, and Archuleta's attorneys have not filed anything beyond the requested stay of execution. U.S. District Court Judge Tina Campbell granted the stay last month. 5 previous state court appeals have been rejected, the latest in November. Archuleta and co-defendant Lance Conway Wood were convicted in separate trials in 1989 of the murder of Southern Utah University student Gordon Church. Wood received life in prison. Archuleta had been set to die by firing squad on Thursday, a method he chose over lethal injection.
The U.S. Forest Service is withdrawing the approval for a central Utah coal mine because of concerns about sage-grouse habitat. The Salt Lake Tribune reported that the agency will conduct further studies of the proposed expansion at the SUFCO mine located near Salina and about 140 miles south of Salt Lake City. Fish Lake National Forest spokesman John Zappel says the agency is taking another look because of an appeal filed by environmental groups. Kevin Mueller is the Utah Environmental Congress Program Director.
We're very happy about this appeal of the decision to expand the mine, that the decision's been withdrawn. And the key issue is that it would have eliminated the local sage-grouse populations up on top of the plateau due to a number of reasons. And the supervisor has personally promised to rework the decision so that if it were to come out again, it would be done in a way that it wouldn't cause adverse impacts to sage-grouse.
Archcoal is seeking approval to expand the underground mine on 6,000 acres of land beneath the Fish Lake and Manti-LaSalle National Forests. The expanded mine would yield about 57 million tons of coal.
A 5th District judge has dismissed a child custody case involving the exiled half-brother of polygamous sect leader Warren Jeffs. Southern Utah correspondent Chris Holmes has details.
Wallace Jeffs was excommunicated from the FLDS Church by his half-brother Warren Jeffs in 2011. He was told that he may not see his wife and their children ever again. Wallace Jeffs sued for joint custody, but Fifth District Judge Pamela Heffernan dismissed the case, suggesting that the child custody issue would be more appropriately addressed by the same court handling an impending divorce case between Jeffs and his wife, Amy. Wallace Jeffs has voiced concern over the well-being of his children if they remain entirely under the control of the FLDS community. A primary concern is the possible arranged underage marriage of his daughters. Chris Holmes, UPR News, Cedar City.
Weber County Sheriff's officials say a 68-year-old Salt Lake City man has died in a hot spring-fed pool at the mouth of Ogden Canyon. Officials say the man had gone with other people to the so-called hot pots and was found face down and unresponsive this morning at 10:45. Weber Sheriff's Lieutenant Mark Lothar says it's not clear whether the man drowned or had a medical episode that led to his death. His identity isn't being released until officials notify next of kin. The pools are fed by natural hot springs and can get as hot as 100 degrees.
A Salt Lake Tribune article suggests that Democratic gubernatorial candidate Peter Cook is considering several names for possible running mates, and many of those names carry a lot of weight in the state of Utah. Here's a report from Southern Utah correspondent Chris Holmes.
Among the individuals reportedly being considered are soon-to-be retired LDS General Authority Marlon K. Jensen. Also on the list, Christian Gardner, son of Salt Lake City developer Kim Gardner. Douglas Owens, son of the late Congressman Wayne Owens. Vince Rampton, son of the former Governor Cal Rampton. And Michael T. Benson, president of Southern Utah University and grandson to former LDS President Ezra Taft Benson. As for Benson, he confirms he has been contacted but has declined consideration.
Honored and flattered that he would consider me, but we have no intention at all at this point of running for office, and we want to stay in higher education.
Peter Cook is the Democratic challenger to incumbent Republican Gary Herbert. Chris Holmes, UPR News, Cedar City.
And a 38-year-old woman accused of trying to run over three Salt Lake City joggers with her car while yelling a racial slur allegedly told police some people can't take a joke. The Salt Lake Tribune reports she was charged Monday with three felony counts of aggravated assault. Police say the driver passed three women jogging on Saturday and yelled a racial epithet at them three times. Officials say the woman returned and shouted the slur while she turned into a driveway that the joggers were crossing. She was forced to run into a nearby grass to avoid being struck. The woman told investigators that the joggers ran in front of her car while she was turning, and she also said that the racial slurs were a joke.
An American Fork city councilman and four city employees are getting credit for rescuing a woman and her young daughter from a burning house. Nobody was seriously injured in the fire, reported just before noon on Monday. American Fork Fire Chief Chris Garcia tells the Daily Herald of Provo the mother and daughter wouldn't have been able to escape alive if the five men hadn't acted quickly. Four water department employees were repairing a leak Monday morning when they smelled smoke and noticed flames coming from a nearby home. The city councilman happened to drive by and joined them as they forced their way into the home. They found a woman upstairs who hadn't heard the fire because the shower was running and escorted her and the girl to safety. As always, to end our newscast, we talked to a meteorologist from the Utah Climate Center today. It's Marty Booth. Hello, Marty.
How you doing, Tom?
Doing well. Gorgeous weather today.
Yes, if you think today is nice, you'll think tomorrow's nice as well, too. We got a storm system is on the horizon, though, for Wednesday, Thursday time. What this means for Utah is we will have winds out of the southwest between 15 and 30 miles per hour. Temperatures will be 5 to 10 degrees warmer than today's highs. So like I was telling you, this is going to be a nice scorcher, I guess, to being colder the last couple of days. We do have a change in the weather once again coming Wednesday, Thursday time. It's a slow mover storm. I don't have very many details. Stay tuned to tomorrow's forecast for more details. Things can change quite a bit with this scenario. So,
more details coming up in 10 minutes with the forecast from Marty Booth and Utah Climate Center. And for the 5:30 Utah News, I'm Tom Williams.
And I'm Jennifer Pemberton. Thank you for joining us.